UFC 161, Evans versus Henderson, is Saturday, June 15th at the sold-out MTS Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We had Dan in with us last week.
Yep.
And on the phone, we have Roy Big Country Nelson. Hello, Roy.
How you guys doing?
We're so good. It's so fun watching you fight, Big Country.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Frank was the one who turned me on to you. He was talking about you. After one of your fights, he came in. He goes, oh, my God, you got to see this guy fight. Wait till you see. He's unbelievable. And then on your last fight where you fought,
Chick Congo.
Yeah, and you came out. It was my first time watching you. And, I mean, I was like, this is incredible. You are such a character. So much fun to watch. And, I fell in love, frankly. I just love you.
Well, thank you.
Now, is this a co-main event with you and with Evans versus Henderson? Is it you're fighting... is it Stipe Miocic? Is that how you say his name?
I believe so. I just think it was Stipe.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. I saw this. I was like, is it Stippy? I have no idea what his name is.
Stippy.
But Roy, he's coming out. Is it a co-main event or is it not?
This is definitely a co-main. They've kind of shuffled us all over the board.
Yeah, and you're coming off three amazing first-round knockouts. I mean, you were on a roll here. I mean, obviously, the plan is to go in and knock the guy out. But, your confidence has got to be just exploding right now.
It's the same as always. You know, I could fight anybody in the world.
I love that. See,
from a lawn chair.
Now, Roy Big Country Nelson, do you kind of love, because I think, and I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't already know, where you come out into the octagon and people who don't know about you look and go, well, can this guy... is this guy any good? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, watch this. And then you just make that other guy go to sleep.
Yeah, usually, somebody like myself, I guess I'd be considered a game changer, because if you're just a casual fan, you just kind of just tuning in. But after you're done watching, you know, me fight, then you become an actual MMA fan.
Yeah, you are one of the fan favorites. And from what I understand here, it says that you become a free agent after this fight. And you and Dana are going kind of back and forth on the kind of money you should make. But I think that, yeah, you are one of the faces and one of the fan favorites. So
Dana, whatever he's asking for, give it to him.
Do you think you guys will get close to a resolution, or is this something where you might have to go someplace else?
You know what? I really don't know. As far as I know, they offered something, and I don't think it was like, as far as I know, I don't even... I didn't even hear what it was.
It wasn't good enough to even be brought back to you.
Pretty much. Yeah. I think that was the case, and now we're, you know.
Well, I think they're looking at your last three fights. They're like, the guy only works 2 minutes. He went in there and knocked the guy out. He's like, how much does he want? It's like, it was 120 seconds, and he's back in his dressing room. Seriously.
Without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah, maybe you got to stretch this fight out a little bit. Make him think you're earning your money.
Yeah, but I think it's about how much you generate.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean... This fight up in Winnipeg, this UFC 161. Now, this is the first time that they've actually had a UFC event up there, right?
I believe so. First time in Winnipeg.
And the Canadian fans are great fans of UFC and MMA. So it's going to be quite an arena.
Yeah, no, it's definitely already kind of been walking about, and definitely they're. They're definitely some MMA fans.
Roy, when did you know that you were a good fighter? Was this, because I don't really know your backstory, although this Saturday when I buy it on pay-per-view, I'll get to hear all that. But when did you know that, oh, hell, I'd probably make money at doing this?
You know what? The first time, I was actually coaching a lot of UFC fighters, a lot of UFC champions, and basically they were supposed to be paying me, you know, like a coaching fee and stuff, and then they weren't, so I just basically got mad and just said, hey, I'm just going to go take your money.
Oh, so you just...
That's kind of how I kind of got into
so
it.
You were,
I was beating them up.
You were coaching and training them, and you're like, I can kick this guy's ass.
I can get paid.
It was kind of like the reverse way of a bully, you know, where, you know, I'm getting bullied, you know, out of my money, and then all of a sudden, you know what, I'm just going to take it back. It's basically just taking the bull by its horns and like, hey, I'm going to take it back.
I love that.
Now, your martial art, your original martial art is Kung Fu, correct?
Original martial art would be karate, just like everybody from, you know, like if you were wanted to be American Ninja, you start with karate and then you kind of worked your way up. And then I actually fell in love with Kung Fu And then went from kung fu to jiu-jitsu and, like, different types of Muay Thai, kickboxing and whatnot. And then kind of went, fell into the MMA after that.
Were you a big fan of kung fu movies back in the day?
Back, you know what? Probably in my 20s, I was a big kung fu, you know, like kung fu movie style, you know, like with flying guillotine type style TV shows. But it was probably in the 80s. I was, you know, back when the big 80s ninja movies, you know, Revenge of the Ninja, American Ninja. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I want to be a ninja. And then when I got older, I found out ninjas were actually bad guys. Then I'm like, I don't want to be a ninja.
Yeah.
I want to be a Ninja Turtle.
There you go. It all changed.
Yeah, it all changed then. It even made rats cool. Roy Big Country Nelson, he's going to be fighting on Saturday. It's UFC 161. The main card is going to be available live on pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time out here, so be sure and check that out. UFC 161. Roy, we're rooting for you, man.
Yeah, we'll be there for you.
I appreciate it, guys.
And if you're ever in L.A., stop in and hang out with us, okay?
I will. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, thank you. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.